For the October meeting of the Upper Trinity Groundwater Conservation District, we are conducting the meeting under Zoom because of COVID 59. Anybody who wishes to speak on an agenda item, if you would use the chat function at the bottom of your page and let Doug know, he'll tell me when to clue you in so you can visit with us. Director Watts, could you call roll, please, sir?
Yes, ma'am. Shannon Nave.
Here.
Jared Reynolds.
Here.
Tim Watts is here. Richard English.
Here.
Tracy Nessler.
Here.
Mike Berkeley. And Don Micah.
Here.
And Brent Wood.
Here.
We have a quorum.
We have a quorum. Thank you very much. Before I'm going to convene a public hearing, before I do, I want to make notice that we had a public hearing request from last month. Doug, what was the title? It has since been with.
It was Paloma Venado, Ranches of Paloma Venado.
Correct. We had continued it to this month. They have withdrawn their applications, and therefore I'm going to declare that public hearing completed or ended.
Well, they have amended their, or they're going to amend their applications to the point where they do not need
variances.
Exception. Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
And one second, Tracy. Lena, just let me know. Berkeley has no service right now, and he'll try to get on when he has service.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you. Public hearing regarding public comments and requests to contest and general manager report and recommendations regarding application of Gary Coleman, 1612 North Angus in Springtown, Texas, exception of the minimum well track size requirements, location of the well as at 1612 North Angus in Springtown. Doug?
Yeah, so situation is Mr. Coleman lives on a piece of property. This is just northwest of Springtown. You see in the map here. It was originally part of a larger tract. In 2013, I believe it was. Correct me if I'm wrong, Kyle. The tract where his house is located was separated off. 1 acre was separated off the larger tract and given to him from family. You can see on the picture on the right-hand side of the screen where it shows existing well. Historically, that well has provided water to his home. In the last few months, the owner of the larger tract had cut off his access to that well. He no longer has access to his home. Right now, I believe he's having water on him. So he's seeking an exception for minimum track size. He's properly platted after 2001. It's a 12-gallon well. Those are 400 feet. Meets all other spacing requirements, 150 feet from the nearest well, 50 feet from property line, but they are requesting the track size. Pretty straightforward. My recommendation would be to approve it with stipulations that the owner enters into an agreement to allow the ongoing measurement of the well, the water levels in the well, and that the owner or driller contacts us at least 72 hours prior to drilling the well to allow us to log the well before I install the well. We don't have any monitoring wells in that location, so it's a great location for monitoring to have a well to measure water on. That's basically it. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Is Mr. Coleman aware of the stipulations you were going to request?
Kyle, did you mention those to him?
I did not. Whenever I spoke with him, it was before that we had outlined those in the memo.
Okay.
Mr. Coleman was going to join in on this meeting today. I don't know if he has signed in or not.
I haven't seen. I think there's one phone number, a 214 number. Mr. Coleman, are you online?
Doug?
Yes.
Doug?
Yes.
That 214 number is me, Mike.
Okay. 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 Hey, Berkeley.
I'm having some internet problems, so I apologize.
Gotcha.
That's all right. Doug?
Yes, sir.
Is this the gentleman that approached us probably 6-8 months ago that was having a dispute? He bought some property and thought the well was on it?
No.
That has maybe it was a truck repair shop, some kind of a shop that was on it that didn't have any water?
No, this is not that one.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, this one, Mr. Coleman's lived in this house for quite a while. He's just always received water from the well on the adjoining property, and they cut him off.
All right, I'm gonna mute mine because I'm on the road, but my vote's gonna be yes.
Okay.
Does the board have any other questions for the general manager? Chair to entertain a motion to approve the general manager's recommendation with stipulations.
So moved.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Is that Director Micah?
Yes.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. I'm going to adjourn the public hearing at 5:07. Going to our regular board meeting, consent agenda, which includes minutes of the regular board meeting of September 21, approval of bank statement ending September 30th, payment of bills and invoices through October 19th. And reimbursement of expenses through October 19th.
Tracy, as you and I talked about by email the other day, we need to add two attorney invoices to the consent agenda.
Okay. What are those amounts? I don't know if the board has seen those, have they?
I don't believe so. Bear with me one second. Let me open them real quick.
I believe they were the May and June invoices, weren't they?
I believe so. I'm going through my emails. Let me find them real quick. I knew there was something else I was supposed to have open. I forgot. Did I wake you up? There were the July invoice for $11,150.17. And the June invoice for
Wichita Falls at 100.
Someone's got some background talk. If they could mute their phone, please.
The June invoice for $12,890.75.
Okay. Chair would entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda with the two added invoices.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Motion, was that by Jared?
Berkeley
made the motion. Was that Jared that seconded it?
Correct.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item two is moot. Item number three, board discussion, consideration and possible approval of quarterly investment report with recommendations. Doug?
I provided the quarterly report to you guys. And through the link I sent last week, I have no recommendations at this time for any other investments.
I did notice we've got one CD coming. You can leave the CD in November up because it's not over the amount.
Yes.
You've got one coming in December.
Yep.
Do you already have a bank lined up for that?
We're going to renew it. We'll renew it.
Okay.
And we'll reset the balance accordingly if necessary.
All right. That's fine. No action is necessary on item three?
Actually, yes. It's the quarterly.
Okay. Chair entertain a motion to approve the quarterly investment report.
So moved.
I second.
Who made the motion?
Richard.
Okay. Motion by Director English, second by Director Micah. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number four, discussion and possible action to renew medical coverage and health reimbursement arrangement for district employees for the 2021 budget year and take necessary action. Doug?
Yeah, I sent out a couple of the kind of the worksheet that our insurance agent had put together for us. A couple options. Basically renewing our current coverage is cost benefit to the district. It's a cheaper plan for the district. It's also really better for staff. It's one of the grandfathered plans, one of the pre-metallic plans. Both the other options are a little bit more expensive for a lot more expensive for same coverage or a little bit more expensive for less coverage. So my recommendation would be to authorize the renewal of our current coverage for next year and to fund the HRA, the health reimbursement arrangement.
Board have any questions for the general manager?
Only 20 people on it.
Hearing none, chair would entertain a motion to approve the renewal of the medical coverage and the health reimbursement agreement for the 2021 budget year.
I so move.
Director Nave, do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
I believe that was Director Reynolds.
Berkeley.
Berkeley? Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number five, update and recommendation from the Policy and Personnel Committee regarding staff salaries, changes in preparation for the development of the fiscal year 2021 draft budget and take necessary action. Director English, would you take this one, please, sir?
Sure, I'll go ahead and kick off with it. The memo that you have in your packet pretty much nails down the discussion points that the committee had when we met first of the month. And, you know, certainly there's a lot of ways to look at it. There's different entities offer different either increases, in some cases none at all. But I certainly feel like staff does deserve a pay increase. And I think we were also looking, though, at some of the counties that you know, appoint directors and what they're dealing with. So anyway, I think the committee was real comfortable in feeling that the 2% is a good number to go with this year. There was additional discussion in terms of an additional staff because in the because of the workload that they're dealing with. And again, the committee recommends that that the budget move forward and reflect that as well. The as far as Doug's review, if y'all want to kick some things down with respect to that, we might want to go into executive session to discuss some points. I don't know if it's entirely necessary. I don't know if there's any differing views or questions outside the committee, then I would certainly invite we do so.
The committee's recommendation was to Doug have a similar pay increase of 2%.
That's correct.
Does any of the board members want to have an executive session on this or feel it's necessary?
I don't. It's Tim.
Okay.
I don't have any questions.
Okay. I believe Director Nave and Mike were the other two that were not on the committee.
I have no questions.
Okay. Hearing none, I guess we can take a motion to approve the staff recommendations for next year so Doug can prepare a final budget. I will note that it includes updated job titles and responsibilities for two staff members and a adjustment in salaries for the additional duties.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Director English. Do I hear a second?
I'll second that motion. Wilson.
Second by Director Wilson. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Was that an opposition or not? Silence indicates not.
I think it was just a delay, Tracy.
I think it was just got hung up in the electrons.
Yeah.
Thank you. Item number six, discussion regarding the development of the fiscal year 2021 draft budget and taking necessary action. Doug?
Yeah, so I prepared a draft budget, sent that out to you guys as part of the board packet. I went on and prepared it, you know, assuming board approval the last item. I feel pretty comfortable with it. I've gone through it several times. If you want to, I mean, take a look. I don't know if we can talk about it here. We've got my goal would be to come bring it back to you guys for final approval next month. But I wanted to give you all plenty of time to look at it. It's pretty straightforward. I didn't change a whole lot. Of course, there's a couple items. You know, we didn't have the expense. We had the one-time expense this year of updating the education trailer. That's not on there. I did put a line item in there for another project similar to the rainwater project we funded this year. I've got that line item. I added a line item for special study. I think it would be a good idea for the district to consider funding some sort of a alternative water supply study. I've been visiting with leadership in a few counties that had some ideas that I think we could discuss later on next year, but I think we'd be a good idea to put a line item in the budget for that. Other than that, it's pretty straightforward, but I put it out there. I figured let you guys take a look at it. I'll send it out to the finance committee later this week and ask them specifically if they have any input. If you would give me any input, you know, in the next few weeks, so I can prepare something, so hopefully board can take action next month.
Did you put much on maintenance?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you improve the maintenance? I'm just talking about that road.
Yeah, we can talk about that. I might have money this year to do a little bit.
But I'm not asking it to be paved, but possibility of a better surface area. That wouldn't wash out so much.
Yeah, well, we actually fixed all the washing out earlier this year. I guess late last year. I mean, y'all really haven't been up here this year, but we late last year. We got some gravel brought in, and we smoothed it all out. I mean, it's from gravel, so it's still rough, but all the washed out parts we fixed that out. We fixed that.
Doug, I had one question under legal fees. Do we not have to have a line item for lobbying?
We do, and I've kept one in there. We do this year. I've maintained it for next year as well. I think it's legislative consulting. Okay. I think it's. I have two stub items under legal fees. One of them just being legal fees, and then the other is legislative consulting.
Yeah, you may need to flip your amounts.
Okay.
I don't think the board wants to spend that much on lobbying.
Yeah, I probably gotcha. I know
one person doesn't want to.
Yeah, no, they're I know exactly what you mean. They're I got the wrong one on top.
General question for you. If our revenues hold for the rest of the year, we're gonna have a six-figure end of the year surplus, correct?
Yeah, likely. And I mean, we're going to anyway, just because other costs are down, just because of
right. We
had to operate this year.
Do you have a recommendation on where, if we need to put that in any of our committed or assigned funds?
So right now I do have at the bottom of the proposed budget, you'll see committed as and assigned funds.
Yeah. Those are the current amounts, correct?
That's our current investments. It's increased a little bit. It's increased from what we approved last year, Tracy. Okay. I'll look and see if I need to increase it some more, though.
Okay. Just keep that in mind. We might as well adopt that as part of the budget if we can.
Yeah. And we've got – and I added a little bit more to the monitoring well part because – we've got a couple more lined up, at least two more potentially next year in Hood County that we'll be drilling. So.
Okay. No actions necessary on this item, correct?
No. I just
advisory.
I just wanted everybody to have an opportunity to take a look at it. If you need anything or see anything, please let me know in the next few weeks so I can get the budget ready ahead of the next board meeting.
And if any board members know of any special projects we might need to consider undertaking, get with Doug so we can talk about that next month. Anything else on the budget?
That's it.
The only thing I would like to mention is we were talking about signage. It was an improvement of signage, and I didn't see anything. You were discussing it earlier.
Yeah, but we have funds.
But you didn't put it in the budget other than, you know, you were talking about a different kind of, so the people can see it on the highway.
Yeah, it's in there. It's in there, Dawn. It would just be under the outreach or whatever, that long item.
Okay, but I just skimmed over it. Thank
you. Yeah, no, that's where it would come. That's the line item it would come out of. It's like advertising and outreach or whatever that line item is. But yeah, the problem is what we're allowed to put on the highway, and it would have to be on the fence or inside the fence. So it's, yep. it's not gonna, we'll have to figure out a good way to do it.
It'll have to meet TxDOT rules.
Yep.
Definitely.
I understand that. That was just some way along the line, maybe that or light up the windmill or something.
Okay.
Get some solar powered lights on the windmill.
It's just difficult to see.
Yeah, when you're coming over that hill from the east, it is. I agree.
Yeah. You might take a look at that, Doug. See if you can bring a recommendation to us. Anything else on the budget? If not, item 7, continue discussion regarding two applications for replacement wells submitted by Rolling Hills Water Service in Hood County and take necessary action. Doug?
Yeah, we started this discussion last month. Rolling Hills Water Service, they've been around providing water since at least the 80s, I believe, maybe longer. Their two wells were located in the 100-year floodplain. a landslide tore their well site up, and there's been some other issues. So they've applied for two replacement wells. The board wants to continue it to do some impact analysis and also find out some more information. Here's a two map showing the location. 107.2 and 107.1 are the existing wells in the floodplain. The blue area is the floodplain. Their proposed new well sites are a little over 1,000 feet to the southwest. The map on the right shows the green shaded area is their CCN. The orangish color is the 500-year floodplain, and everything back to the east of that, just the cross-hatch line and the lines, is the 100-year floodplain. So you can see that basically their whole CCN down here is in the floodplain. Since the last meeting, we got a little bit more information from their applicant, their engineer. The property where the wells are going to be located were selected because of they're out of the 100-year floodplain, close to the existing water lines, and then also availability for purchase. They also informed us that the project was funded with TWDB funds, which requires that all TCEQ regulations be met before they can release those funds. And the TCEQ requires that the wells be out of the 100-year floodplain. So that's why they selected the location. The directors requested, we did some impact analysis. So there's no registered wells in the area. A lot of these houses to the north and outside their CCN are on private wells. So we found some state well reports. None of these are registered wells. We found some state well reports. We couldn't find state well reports for these where you see OBS 2, 1, 3. Those are observation wells. So these were simulated wells. And we know there's going to be wells to those homes. And those are the homes closest to the proposed well site. Observation well 1 saw the largest simulated impact with 0.8 of a foot of water level decline over 10 years. So the impact analysis showed that very little to no impact. Under a foot, most of them were under a half a foot of water level decline over 10 years. So my recommendation would be to approve the applicant's request as presented. And I'm happy to answer any questions. I believe the engineer is on the line as well.
Yeah, Josh Dubois with the EHT. Any questions y'all may have?
Doug, as I recall, these wells are to the deeper water zone, which is not the typical residential zone, correct?
No, there's not really a deeper zone in this area, Tracy.
Okay.
Basically, the Biloxi's pinched out, and you've got just the Twin Mountain flow.
All right. But regardless, the projected impact to adjoining properties is negligible.
Correct.
Board have any questions of Doug or the engineer? Is there anybody, any public comments on this one?
Are they going to cap those two other wells?
Yeah, they'll plug them on.
We'll plug them, or they can be monitoring wells if Trinity would like us to transfer those over.
Yeah, we can do that. What we'll probably do is kind of similar to what we did with the city of Granbury and some of their old wells they've abandoned. I'll send Blaine and Jacob down there. They'll run camera down the hole to see if either or both of them would be good for monitoring wells, and then we'll make that decision.
Thank you for the offer. Any further discussion or comments? Doug's recommendation is to approve the request. Chair would entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion. Oh, go ahead.
Anyway. I think we made it and seconded it all at the same time.
Well, I'll take one of them. You take the other one. How's that?
I'm going to put Don down as making the motion and Richard seconding it.
There you go.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.
Tracy, yes, sir. Jared, put me as an abstain on this vote.
Okay. Thank you. And make note of that too, please. Okay. Item 8, discussion regarding potential violation of district rules for well ID 14345 at 113 Overlook Drive in Aledo in Parker County by Affordable Water Wells and take necessary action. Doug?
Yes, sir. On October 1st, Ms. Dake, Lynn Dake with Affordable Water Wells called and asked for, said she hadn't received, she needed a copy of the approved application for this well. Staff informed her we never received an application for that address. She then said, well, she'd emailed it to us in August. Jennifer looked, and Jennifer did receive an email in August, but there was no application attached to the email. Jennifer had at that time responded to the email stating that there was no application. Folks at the Affordable just never responded to Jennifer's email. So they went on and drilled the well anyway. After they let us know that it had been drilled without approval, district staff went out there, verified that the well had in fact been drilled on a 2-acre lot, clearly more than 50 feet off the property line and clearly more than 150 feet away from any other well. So good for them, lucky for them that it met all of our spacing requirements. So because of that, and you can see on this map here, it's located in southeast Parker County, down south of Annetta South. A little subdivision there off, I think it's off Fairfield Road. So because it meets all of our spacing requirements, and because this would be James Affordable's first violation, my recommendation is that the board find that Mr. Day committed a first violation and offer a settlement with a $250 penalty and forfeiture of the $100 well report deposit, driller deposit.
Is Mr. Day agreeable to that?
I'm sure he will be. I don't think he's on the line.
Okay. Well, that was my next question. Board, have any questions? Any other comment? You've heard the general manager's recommendation. Chair, entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we accept it.
Is that Director Reynolds?
Was that Berkeley? I think that was Berkeley.
Berkeley, Director Berkeley. Do I hear a second?
Second.
That was Director Reynolds.
Was that you, Shannon?
That was me.
That was Shannon.
Shannon, all right. He didn't pop up on my screen. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
I assume that was a late yes. Motion carries. Item number 9, management report on administrative and other operational issues. Doug?
Two things, just briefly. I wrote more about these in my written report. So if you have any questions or need more information there, feel free to ask me. Finished up the two monitoring wells in Parker County there south of Peaster. The shallower well, which is actually in the Glen Rose Formation, productive, 15 to 20 gallons a minute. What was surprising was the deeper Twin Mountain well. There pretty much wasn't any water down there. Little bitty, tiny amounts of water, just not very productive. But I think we've got some standing water in the hole, so at least be able to measure water levels, and any impact, any change in that water level would be, indicative of down depth pumping. Paloma Venado, we talked about that earlier, Tracy. That was the hearing from last month. They've amended. They let us know they're amending their application to meet all district spacing requirements and drill down to the bottom of the aquifer, to the bottom of the Twin Mountains. We've already got an application for an operating permit hearing for Lackland Fairview. You guys may remember that. That was the folks that they submitted 10 applications at once and
had all the public show up, and then they rescinded the 10 applications, and they drilled one, two, they have two approved wells in the middle of the property. They've come back, and they need to start putting wells around the outside, but they are proposing to go to the bottom of the aquifer, several hundred feet deeper than all the surrounding domestic wells. Okay. So that'll be on the agenda for next month. Land fund manager, Tracy, I talked to you about this one several months ago. This is several oil and gas rig supply wells that operated for several years, really,
right.
09 through 14. They grossly underreported. Kyle found it as going through data for historic use permits, getting ready for this. I mean, like, grossly, like, they should have paid us like $40,000, and they paid us like a couple hundred dollars. So the owners, it was largely due to the operators, their error. The owners had no idea this was happening. We brought it to their attention. They're willing to, they want to make things right. But they're probably going to ask if we can do some sort of like a payment plan over 10 years. I'll have an agenda item on for next month's meeting. Talk about that.
Okay.
And that's all I've got under my actual report. Nothing. You received written reports on other activities. Jill's been really busy doing a lot of stuff online. Injection wells. I'm working with a geologist with Sage Natural Resources. They've got an injection well in Hood County they're injecting into a pretty shallow interval. Usually we see injection wells several thousand feet below usable water. This one's a few hundred feet. I'm working with them at a very least to see if they'll put in a monitoring well on the site to verify that, no contamination occurs. And if it does, we know right away. But I'm working with them. And the only other thing is, we had 134 new well applications last month compared to 99 last year. And I was telling Tracy and some of you guys earlier, Jenny has told me that through today, we have 126 new well applications in October with 12 days left. So it's been really busy.
You guys haven't been resting gently. No.
No.
And those 126 is actually five more than we've gotten all of October of last year.
Yeah, like I said, with 12 days left. And yeah. I think Jenny got like 20-something in one day earlier last week.
No action on any of these items, correct?
No, sir.
Do we have any budget amendments?
No, sir.
General Counsel's report. Brian, I assume you're online. Have anything to report?
Yes, sir. Since last month's board meeting, we're able to get the settlement, the full amount, actually a little extra, on the Horseshoe Bend application. So that's finally done with. We're working on getting the pending litigation dismissed and getting all of that behind us, which has taken up the board's attention for several years now. On the legislative front, our legislative groundwater stakeholders committees are in full swing. Had a lot of meetings in September, have a lot in October. We should know where things stand for the recommendations for those committees by next month's board meeting, and we'll give you a report on those when they occur. Doug's pretty involved in those activities as well. So everybody's just kind of waiting to see what happens 2 weeks from now in the election, and we'll have a better idea of what to expect from the legislature this session. That's all I have, Mr. President.
Thank you. Except we won't know one of our state senators till December 19th.
Yeah, special election on that.
Yeah. And Monte County is tired of elections.
I think all counties are tired of elections.
Thank you, Brian. Our next meeting date is November 16th, 2020. We will be continuing to hold Zoom meetings. I know we've got at least one operating permit hearing at that point. Any board members know of any other new business we need to put on the agenda? Or am I still connected?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. It just went blank and I had a green telephone. Okay. Anybody have anything else? If not, I'm going to adjourn this meeting at 5:40 p.m. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Have a safe week.
Thank you.
Bye.